Yuma Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. Maisa Shehayu Shneim Shovin. This is a continuation of what we said, that whoever would want to be Zoicha in the Trumas HaMizbeach, which was the first, the Trumas HaDeshen, which was the first Avoida, we described it as the Siyum of the Avoida of the day before, which is the first Avoida of that day. And the original way that they used to be Zoicha is they would go up, whoever would be Mekadim Chaver Ba'arba Amos. There was a race, Shneim Shovim. The Rots in Voilim Bakevish, they're running up, and in the excitement of wanting to be Matzlich and Avoida, V'dochav Echamem is Chaveroi, one pushed the other one, V'nofav V'nishber Ragloi. No, once they saw that, I was thinking to myself, this Mishnah, David HaMelech says, Ragloi Chasid of Yishmor, Aidei Koyanecho, HaKadoshim, or Kohanim is sometimes called Kadoshim, sometimes called Chasidim. Ragli Chasid of Yishmor, if that's what happened, then that's a pigia in the Kohuna, and therefore they had to come up with a better way. V'kim Shiro Shebezdin, Bezdin Sheboin Lidei Sakona, Bezdin saw that the situation was getting out of hand. Hiskinu Shelo Yehu Terminus of Mizbeach Ela B'Payis, they would make a pious the way we're going to describe. Abo piyosis ha yushom v'zeu ha pious ha rishon. So the Mishnah already said at the end of Mishnah Aleph that if they were shovin, so then they would have to have a tiebreaker. How'd they do that? They did a pious, the Mishnah described it. The Mefarshim over here bring that it was not done in the morning for piyosim for different schuyos to be zeich in the Mikdash. It was done four separate times. Now, the way you sell aliyahs in shul is the Gabbai gets up and sells all the aliyahs. He doesn't get up before every aliyah. It's not very efficient. But over here, Adrabim, they kvoidish shom mokoim to show the eagerness of the Kohanim to be zoicha. They wanted that there should be the coil, the excitement, the energy of buying, of being zoicha in the kibudim. So mamela, they did it kam upon bayoim. Now, it's important over here to chazer over what we mentioned in the Mishnayis, Machlek Sushonim, which is the Balamor in the beginning of the Masechta, on the first Omen, the very first Omen of Masechta Zuma, where the Balamor says that the Payosos, even though they're mentioned over here, are not really Shaykh to Masechta Zuma. They're not Shaykh to the Seder Avoida. It happens to be that the Seder Avoida, as described in Masechta Zuma, is the most accurate description of the Seder Avoida. It's not in Seder Kodshim. The Seder Avoda is not described in certain ways with as much detail as over here. Not only that, but you look at the Kadmonim, it's Mavur, the Gemara really is Mavur, that there's a separate Tana on Meseches Yuma than there is in the other Mesechtes. And the reason for that is that Moed Yitochen, this is explained in the Seder Doiros at length, that in the original Seder HaMishnayis that came down from the Tanoim, Mishnayis wasn't written by Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the final editing of the Mishnayis, what should be included in the Mishnah, what should be put in Braises, that was Ayidei Rabbeinu HaKadosh. But the Etzem Seder HaMishnayis, the Mesechtos, and the Sidur HaMishnayis, was done, could be it started by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, continued by Hillel Shammai and their Talmidim. Mishnayis Yuma wasn't part of the Seder Avoida. Why? Because B'mei HaMikdosh, everybody knew the Seder Avoida. After the Churban Beis HaMikdosh, so the Gemara says, the Tana Maseches Yuma is Rabbi Elazar HaMadoi. He was the one that they were Mesadim Mipiv, the accurate description and depiction of the whole Seder Avoida of every day, and the Seder Avoida, which was different on Yom Kippur. And because of that, we have a Maseches Yuma. Says the Balamor that the payosas that are described over here were put over here to say to Avoida, but that's in the Achach to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, everything has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. They weren't raffling off the schus of the Trumas HaDeshen. So we mentioned that the Ramban, Afenort, in the beginning of Yuma, argues, and he holds that the Trumas HaDeshen is really Avoidas HaLailo. Avoidas HaLailo means that even though it's done maybe usually early in the morning, but Be'etzim it's the finale of the previous day's Avoida, that's what it's shaykh to Befrat. Yom Kippur with the Seder, Trumas HaDeshen started much earlier, it started by Chatzos, and Regalim where it started, Meshmai Yisr Shoyna. The third Shita would be, and that's a Shita in the Balei Tosfos, is that you're talking that only the special parts of the Avoida that were unique to Yom Kippur had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. The Chalokim of the Avoid, including, by the way, the Korban Tomid. The Korban Tomid was every day of the year. So the Korban Tomid optimally should be done by the Kohen Gadol, but it's not Li'ikuva. That's what the third Shita holds. In any case, the Mishnah over here just says that there was Avoidus HaPayis. Whether that Shach to Yom Kippur, Bechlal, or it's only Shach to every other day of the year besides Yom Kippur, is the subject of that Machlek Sushan. Mishnah Gimel, HaPayis HaSheni. If we're speaking already about the Seder HaPayosos, what was the second? Mishoichet, Mizoirik. Who's going to shech the Korban Tomid? Who's going to be Zoyik? Now remember that Shechita does not have to be done by a Kohen. V'loshna HaGemara and Zvochim, Shechita Lav Avoida, which means it doesn't have all the prerequisites of Avoida. Avada has to be done by Klishoris, it has to be done by Azora, Kodesh Kedoshim has to be done by Tzvoinu Azora, and Machshovois of Shaloi Lishma Pasal, and so on and so forth. But it does not have Din of Kohuna. Because it's the same Maisa Shechita that's done on a Behemo if you're Shechting at L'Shem Chulin. So we have over here Shoichit and Zoyrik, and the way the Gemara explains it is this. Remember, this is a Pais HaShen, we're going to have a bunch of things. The one who the count, the way it's described in Mishnah Aleph, goes around and falls on, he's the Zoycha. He himself is the Zoyrik because that's the Choshevsta Avoida that's going to be mentioned over here. The Zoyrik of the Dam Hoa HaTomit. The Shoichid is kosher bizar, so the one next to him is Zoyche in the Shechita. And then after that is all the others, the third one, the fourth one, the fifth one, from that point. That was the starting point of who was Zoyche, the one who the count landed on him. And then following from him was all those that are Zoyche over here in Tchalokim. The Mishnah is going to list off a bunch of different categories, and the Mishnah is going to finish Shloisha Asa Kanem Zochah, but there were 13. But the place where it started was one with Lander, and he's the Zoyrik. The reason why the Mishnah mentions Shoichit first is because Shoichit comes before. Now, we would expect that if we're going chronologically, Mi Shoichit, Mi Zoyrik, then Mi Midashim is Be'ach HaPnimi, the one who clears out the remnants of the Hadlokas Neris of the Menorah from yesterday. I'm sorry. Mi Midashim is Be'ach, that's Mi Midashim is HaMenorah. Midashim is Be'ach HaPnimi is the one who did the Dishun of the Avoida that was on top of Mizbeach Hazov, which is the Avoida Sakteris, took off the remnants of the Avoida Sakteris from yesterday to prepare the Mizbeach Hazov for its Avoida of today, for the Akhtar Sakteris, which by the way is going to be the subject of the Pais HaShlishi. It would sound like chronologically the Shoichit comes first, the Zoyrik, then the Midashim Mizbeach HaPnimi, then the Midashim Samanerim. Lemaisa, in the Gemara's Mavur, that the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Dishun Menorah took place before the Shechita and the Zrika of the Korban Tomid. Still, the Shechita and the Zrika mentioned first because that was the Ikar Avodas Hayom. The Ikar Avodas Hayom in the Beis HaMikdash was the Korban Tomid. And well, that's mentioned first. That's the Ikar, and the pious fell out on the one who's bringing the Korban Tomid. Like we said, the Ikar of the chshivus of the korban is the zrikas adam, that's meratzah. So that's who the pious fell on. The Arishayim grada that hold that no, the shoichet, since that prepares the korban tomid lakrova, so that's the one who the pious fell on. The way we explain this is the way the Rav says it, the way the Rambam says it. So we have the shoichet and the zorik, which is really, if you think about it, the zorik and the shoichet. The shoichet is the secondary. And then we have the one who's zoichet in the dishun mizbech apnimi. The Dishum Mizbeach HaPnimi, we'll just mention one point because it's in the Ramban that we just mentioned that talks about which Avoidos are Shayich, Bikpeded to the Kohen Gadol, and which are not. And one of the subjects for discussion is the Dishum Mizbeach HaPnimi, because it's not clear if that's really a daily Avoido. The Dishum Mizbeach HaPnimi could be, even though the Gemara is Mashma, the Gemara Me'ilah is Mashma that's learned out in the Psukim of Dishum Mizbeach. There's an inference in the Pasuk, there's a remez, where the Pasuk is Marbo Osadish Mizbech Hazov. But, Yitochen, and this is the way some Rishonim say it, the Ramban, like we say with other Rishonim, the Achranim talk about it also, Gur Sari and Dafi Dalet, that Yitochen, that the Medishun Mizbech HaPnimi was not Likuva every day, it wasn't part of the Seder Avayit Zayim, it was Lufi HaTzarech. We mentioned such a point, not Lagami the Haroma Sadeshin, the Trum Sadeshin, but Lagabi the Hoitzoa Sadeshin on Michutz Lamachne didn't have to be done every day. But Lamaisa over there also, it's Machlok Sushainim. If the Torah describes in Parshas Tzav as part of the daily avodah, so then it's mechuyev. It's a daily mechuyev. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's done with yatzarich. Tadishim is be'achazov. You have the same chakira. So if it's something that's not done every day, then certainly it's not something that shayich to the Kohen Gadol. It's not part of the Seder Avodas Hayoim. The Machlokes Rishonim that we said is what Seder Avodas Hayoim is shayich to the Kohen Gadol. The Seder Avodas Hayoim, specifically of Yom Kippur, or the Seder Avodas Hayoim of today on Yom Kippur as well. There was the Seder Avodas Hayoim part which was not unique to Yom Kippur. Maybe that's also the Seder Avodas Hayoim, and it has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So we have the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, we have the Dishun HaMenorah, which has to be done by a Kohen. Interestingly enough, we'll learn later on, the lighting of the Menorah, Lav Davka, had to be done by a Kohen. We spoke about it in the first parak. But the Dishun, the preparation of the Menorah, that certainly had to be done by Kohen. It's part of the Pirus HaSheni. Mi Malei Evarim LaKevesh, this clearly was done, the taking of the Evarim, you can only do after the Shechita and the Zrika of the Karbon. They cut open the carbon, and they brought the Evarim up. That was the Chelek of the Akrova, was being makriv all the Evarim of the carbon tamid al HaMizbech. It was called carbon oila. What are the positions over here in terms of carrying them up? Rosh v'regel, Shtei Yodayim. The Kama is for emphasis over here. Rosh v'regel was done by one coin. Right, remember counting, we said that there's going to be 13. So far we had 1, 2, Shechet Zarek, Mimidashin is 3, Mimidashin Samanari is 4, Mimalei Varim Makevish. Rosh V'Regel is 5, Shtei Adayim is 6, Oikitz V'Regel is 7. Just for clarification, the Regel is one of the back, one of the hind legs. Shtei Adayim, when we refer to an animal, doesn't have hands, but he has the front legs that are more shaykh to be used Ki Adayim. Oikitz is the Chelek, the hind of the behemoth that holds on to the tail with the tail. V'horegel is the back leg, the other back leg. Hechoze v'hagero is another koyin. Choze is the chest, which is the bottom of the, like the meat around the rib cage. The gero is the neck where he chews, like malagero we use. So that's another koyin. Shtei tfanois are the flanks, the sides of the behemoth. Hakrovayim is the innards, all the kishkis. Vasoilas, vachavitim, vayayin. Together with the carbon, of course, there's the nesochim, there's the minchas nesochim, which has soilas and it has the chavitin. The chavitin is the carbon of the kohen gadol. Yayin refers to the carbon tamid, is the nesochim. All in all, it was 13 kahanim that were zoche. Omar ben Azay lifnei Rabbi Kiva mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Ben Azay had a different mesoris. How the akrova was derech hiluchoi hayakarev. Says that the way they did the halacha soivorim was in the seder of the behemah, not like a back and forth like we just had. So you would have the roish, which is the front, with a regel. Chozen Ageru, which is the front of the behemoth, Shtei Yodayim, which is the legs of the behemoth, the chest, the frontal part of the chest, the Chozen goes first, but after that the Shtei Yodayim, the Shtei Tfanis, the flanks, Oikitz V'Regel, the back. That's the way he says it. Now, it's important to point out that all this, the Ramban, that says that the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, with the Dishun HaMizbeach, was the pious was there also on Yom Kippur, because it could be done by other Kohanim. But all the halos evarim, that avada had to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Why? Because that's the chelik of the Seder Avodas Hayom. We just mentioned another shita that even the chelik of the Seder Avodas Hayom, which is not shaykh to Yom Kippur, there might be a lechet chila that should be done, a mitzvah that should be done by the Kohen Gadol. So certainly the Mishnah over here has a lechet chila avada. There was no pius on the Seder Halochas Evore Hatomit, and so on. The idea that I like to share, and that is, whenever we're talking over here, it's a Mishnah and Tomit also, on the Seder Hakrovas HaEvorim. No, to us, we're not so into the world of animals. It doesn't sound like it makes a difference. We have to understand, Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch talks about this by Richus, that the Seder Hatomit is the Seder Avoida of a Yid every single day coming closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Aloha Seivorim, the Zvikas Adam, the Aloha Seivorim, all that was a chelik symbolically, which is really how Klai Yisrael, every member, was Hukrav Al Gabi HaMizbeach. The Karban Tumah created a tremendous level of closeness between Klai Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ad Kedei Kach, Rav Hirsch explains in a masterful essay on Seder HaTvila, where each chelik of the behemoth that was put on the Mizbeach is connected different brachos than Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei, Tefillah is connected to Tmidim Tiknu. Every chelik of the Shemoneh Esrei, there's the chelik of the Avodas Adam, which is the bracha, the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. There's the chelik of the Avodas Adam, which is the second. The chelik of the Avodas Adam, the first three brachas, is the Iker chelik of, which is Ma'akiv, and that's why the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei have a different level of ikuv than the brachos of the Bakoshes in the middle. And then the last chelik of the Shemoneh Esrei, Ritzei, Moedim, and Sim Shalom is connected. Other chalakim is connected the Bichas Kohenim that went along with the Korban Avodas HaTamid, and is connected the Nesachim, so on, Ayin Shom. But the Seder HaKrovas HaYivorim is connected the different needs that a person has. A person has his front legs, his back legs, everything represents something else. Parnosa, Refuah, Geula, Slicha, Kapara, and so on. Ayin Shom.